a robust, frank, maybe at times even brutal meeting. They were adamant the decision's made, and they're not reversing the decision. They would not take into account the vulnerability of their customers, that it was a rural area, and that was not their concern about the social impact that a closure would have in such an area. And you're talking about now five pubs in the village, two shops, a very vibrant GAA club, bingo, the mart that operates there. So, and then a big concern to the residents was the fact there would be no night safe. They would have to travel 10 miles to Omagh or 14 miles to Stavan if they wanted to access such a night safe. But we could not change their mind.
Now, this is just one of a number of closures that have been announced for Derry, Donegal, Tyrone and further afield. It would appear that Ulster Bank, like other banks, are absolutely set on going ahead with the closures that they're planning.
Yes, they said they were downsizing from 90 to 64 branches right across the north and the Tolton six county terms. They offered up to keep the ATM machine for as long as they owned the building, and that they would have a mobile bank in the area one day for a few hours every week. That is no substitute for the service that the existing bank was giving.